Jeff Cramer joins us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Daniel.
Nice to talk to you once again. A bit to get through this afternoon, first of which you wanted to talk about trout.
I'm involved with the Ballarat Fish Acclimatisation Society to run the trout hatchery here in Ballarat.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in our 151st year of operation, which is
massive. That's
a long, that's
huge.
A long time.
That's huge.
I think we've got half the original members still there, maybe. No, we haven't.
I was going to say, is Shane an original member?
He's been a more recent one.
Ah,
but,
fair enough.
He's working, so he's a bit busy sometimes. It's mostly retirees that are the volunteers, and the trout are spawning at this time of year, so the other boys have been out collecting trout over from local dams and also Lake Wendaroo. We get a permit to net up the spawners there and strip the eggs and release the fish back in.
Yep.
And we've got about 40,000 trout over down at this stage in the hatching jars, and our objective is, let's say, roughly 200,000. So it's a big job in very cold, wet conditions.
Is there a reason this time of year? Is it just because they're hatching?
Yeah, they only spawn. The trout only spawn once a year,
right.
And it's usually in the wettest, coldest weather, and that's what makes them want to go and spawn when there's a bit of water around.
Sure.
That's the idea, that and it fits in with the, let's say, similar conditions that they would have had in Europe back where they originally come from.
Okay.
But due to the COVID shutdown of last year, the hatchery have had a surplus of yearling brown trout, and we've discussed that with the Victorian Fisheries Authority and donated them to them. So as a result, we're putting about 14,000 yearlings, which are 50 grams or roughly 15 centimetres, with a few of them 20 centimetres long. And they're currently being stocked into Hepburn Lagoon and Newland Reservoir by the volunteers. So 4,000 went out this afternoon. So everybody got cold and wet, but it was a good outcome to know where those fish are going, and they're good quality fish too. So it's great for the hatchery to be involved in those, into that fish stocking.
How many years would these fish be before they're able to be caught and, you know, and I mean, obviously caught and released, but how many years are we talking? 3, 4, 2?
Yeah, look, these fish in 12 months would be a fish that you could catch, get a good fight out of, and get a good feed out of if you want.
Yep,
they can grow 1 to 2 pounds a year, depending on the food supply, etc.
Okay,
and these brown trout will live for 5 years in the water, so they can get up to we've. Some of the dams that we stock for broodfish, we see them up to 10 pounds. So,
wow.
They're very good. Whereas the rainbow trout, they seem to run out of puff after about 3 to 4 years.
Right.
And we notice the difference. Most of the eggs that they might spawn when they get older aren't good eggs for breeding from. So we have to plan ahead with stocking these dams to get the number of fish into them.
Jeff Cramer, Jeff Cramer joins us this afternoon talking all things fishing. Now, Jeff, I know you're au fait with social media. You wanted to talk about a Facebook page.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm that au fait, but I regularly look at the VFA Facebook page to get additional information that I can talk about. But I note on this week they've got a short three-minute video of a young lad catching a 60-centimetre plus brown trout at Lake Parambit on a lure. And his dad very nearly knocks it off the lure trying to net it. But the great thing is they took the video footage of it, the kid holding it up, and then successfully released it back to swim away. So a great ad for some beautiful trout in Lake Parambit.
What gone are the days where it was the old camera, just take the quick... I think it's all videos now.
Oh, yeah, digital... things with phones and everything. Everything's taken, you know, there's photos. You can't be anywhere you're not meant to be nowadays because someone's got a photo of it.
True. So, well, based on that, if someone wants to maybe say to the partner, look, I just want to go away for a couple of hours, or, you know, just spend a bit of time at the local or whatever it may be and try their luck at maybe fishing rather than, you know, so going to the local, like they're telling their partner, where can they catch a fish this weekend?
Yeah, look, Tallaroot Reservoir is probably one of the main go-to ones, but it's on again, off again, but that's the nature of fishing this time of year. So Tallaroot Reservoir, Moorabool Reservoir is still good. I haven't been out much this week because of the inclement weather, but I have seen some good fish out there, and in the middle of the day even, so and as long as the wind's not as bad as it's been, I guess. Cancurran Reservoir is good. Once again, you've got to go and find the fish, though. Golden perch or Murray cod there. The Loddon River or the Murray River, they're both good for Murray cod this time of year on lures or bait. And as mentioned, Lake Parambit for some nice trout, and a lot of redfin down there too if you get the opportunity to get out in the boat and chase them.
Plenty of opportunities to try and catch a fish this weekend. Jeff Cramer, really do appreciate your time this afternoon.
No worries, Daniel. Catch you soon.